No single group stands out more in opposition to the proposed iron mine in northern Wisconsin than the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The tribe would share a watershed with workers extracting ore. Mike Wiggins is tribal chairman. Wiggins says he stopped counting the number of times he's spoken out against the proposed mine in the Pinoki Ridge, but he smiles when remembering a gathering a couple of weeks ago.
I played this at a recent meeting with Governor Walker and his cabinet.
Lake Superior, the Apostle Islands, the Bad River area are all unique. They are worth improving for the benefit of sportsmen and tourists.
That's President John F. Kennedy delivering a speech on September 24, 1963, at the Ashland Airport. He had just inspected the nearby Apostle Islands.
In an area of congestion and pollution, man-made noise and dirt, Lake Superior has a beauty that millions can enjoy. The vast marshes of the Bad River are a rich resource, providing a home for a tremendous number and varied number of wild animals. In fact, the entire northern Great Lakes area, with its vast inland sea, its 27,000 lakes, and thousands of streams, is a central and significant part of the freshwater assets of this country, and we must act to preserve these assets.
Mike Wiggins says when the recording ended, the people gathered in Governor Walker's meeting room fell silent and then burst into applause.
And then I talked about how there's unbelievable opportunity here. And I humbly suggested to the governor that it's an opportunity to be an example for the rest of the state. And really, and I suggested this humbly again, that it's an opportunity to be an example for the nation.
Wiggins says he's convinced the water-rich region could generate jobs if the state focused on tourism and water research technology.
If we had the right people analyzing what the possibilities are, I think we'd see some really, really interesting things to invest in.
Wiggins says he has not yet heard back from the governor. As for the Apostle Islands, 7 years after President Kennedy visited, the federal government declared the string of islands anchored in Lake Superior a national park. Scientists there are keeping an eye on how Wisconsin mining decisions could affect it. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.